Oh, you can just feel the tension in the room because the great Skrill, he has tipped Geelong, the red vest of Ferdinand Boy. And as he mentioned, it was $2.20 or thereabouts, and this is all he can do. He said, look, take the price. It'll start odds on. It's $1.90 between $1.70, $1.90.
Yeah, it's coming short.
Give this red vest strength. After that, we're going to go to the iMark quiz. So pressure, some eat it, some get eaten by it. Pressure can break pipes. It could also blast diamonds. We're looking to blast the diamond here, ladies and gentlemen. And this red vest, this white dog with the darker face, we're looking forward to this. So we'll keep an eye on that as we look forward to a Geelong race. Did you think you'd be coming here tonight at the Sporting Globe Missile? And look out there. There's 196 countries in this world. This view in the middle of winter is outstanding, but it won't be the view any better this screen if this red vest comes first.
I'm transfixed by this race. I've loaded up.
Yeah.
I've loaded up.
Righto.
It was a special. He's, look, so far, we're into $1.80 now.
Yeah.
So all the mail's been good so far. He said it'd start under $2.
Yep. Okay.
We're looking the goods.
So we are just about set, ladies and gentlemen. Can you just imagine? He's got the weight of the Sporting Globe on his shoulders. The man from Sportsbet, Skrill. And there's a little part of the coal miner that wants to see this get beat under this kind of pressure. That's the kind of bloke he is. That's not the kind of bloke we are.
No.
We're invested.
Yeah, we're invested. We're invested. Hello, Commonwealth Bank. Yes, I'd like to remortgage my house.
Yes.
This dog's just lost.
The race that stops a nation. Well, that's not this. But this is the race that stubs a pub. The lights are on.
He doesn't want to get into the barrier, number one.
460 metres the journey. And Ferdinand Boy to...
Yeah, you got to call it.
I don't know
this.
All the other dogs.
That's all right. Just call our dog. Just call our dog.
Okay, right. The red one and the green one.
So,
and
ladies
the eight.
And gentlemen, and we're going to have to get this right behind if we can. Anna's there poised. This could go down like a lead balloon. But it could be one of the great days in the pub. We're set. Geelong 460, the journey, race 8 racing. Oh, the red dog got a tricky start, but he's just starting to negotiate his way through now. The Skrill's up and about. He's very cosy at this point. About 300 metres to go. Go, Ferdinand, go. There's about 200 metres. There's one other runner here. Get away, number two. It's Ferdinand Boy and number two. Find something, Ferdinand. Ferdinand starting to dig. Ferdinand starting to dig. He's fighting back. He's fighting back. He's fighting. The Skrill.
He's done
it.
It
done.
He's done it. Oh, it wasn't looking likely.
The greatest midweek dog race you've ever seen, ladies and gentlemen. Ferdinand Boy has found something for that man, the Skrill. You can't believe it. You cannot believe that. Look on. Anyway, let's get into the iMark quiz, shall we?
It's time for the Run Home with Joel and Fletch quiz for Imar Insurance, the tradies mate. Call 13-IMAR.
Well, the tradies here are electric at the Sporting Globe. It was gone. The two Tiger Long Jet had it covered, but Ferdinand Boy somehow got there. And we're looking for more winners here. Everyone's up and about here at the Sporting Globe. The missile has just bought himself a holiday on a rare island. He's absolutely flying the missile. Anyway, the Run Home quiz for Imar Tradies Insurance. Get an instant quote and pay the premium. Go to their website, imar.com.au, or call 13-IMAR is the way to do that. Let's kick it off. Lincoln from Quakers Hills there. G'day, Link.
G'day, how are you?
Mate, we're going outstanding now. You should have seen the heart. If there was only a heart rate monitor. Yeah, the squirrel.
Oh, man.
You look beaten, squirrel.
Thank you, Skrill. I got on it too. Thank you.
Oh, Lincoln got on it as well. So there you go.
We would have had half of New South Wales on that bet, I reckon.
Oh,
everyone
yes.
was on it.
The turnover on that particular race on a Friday afternoon because of Esquire Skrill has gone through the roof of a sports bet. Okay, let's get into this. We're getting distracted for Imar at Tradies Insurance. Lincoln, question number one. You know the drill. You answer the last question and you scoop the prize, which happens to be the Blunston Boots. So here we go. Where is tonight's Women's State of Origin being played?
Playing in Canberra.
Correct, Mundo, Lincoln. Multiple choice. Who went number one in today's NBA draft? Paolo Banchero, Jabari Smith, or Dyson Daniels? Who went number one in today's NBA draft?
One of the first two.
Yeah.
What's the first name? What's the name?
Paolo Banchero, Jabari Smith, or Dyson Daniels?
Number one, the first one.
Okay, Paolo Banchero, correctamundo. Okay, which international soccer star turned 35 today?
The Messi man.
Lionel Messi, correct. Who was the man of the match in the first Origin this year?
This year, Cameron Munster, the grub.
Correct. who was coach of the Kiwis Rugby League side?
Madge McGuire.
Yes. Higher or lower, how many gold medals have Australia won at Swimming World Champs in Budapest to this point?
What's the number? Higher or lower?
Yeah.
Four.
Yes. Which Fleetwood Mac song has the most Spotify downloads? A, Landslide. B, Go Your Own Way. C, The Chain. Or D, Dreams?
Dreams?
Yes.
Oh, how good is...
Running the board.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was the bloke in Sale of the Century used to win on more? The listeners will let us
Gary.
Know. Gary. Mark Bosnich, the Bozzer, played for three EPL clubs. Manchester United, Chelsea and who?
Chelsea and I'd say Aston Villa.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, you got three to go. What? Two to go? The Warriors and the Cowboys came into the ARL competition in 1995. What was the name of the other two teams?
1995, I believe it was the Crushers and the Adelaide Rams.
No!
Oh, so close.
You like the number two dog at Geelong Race 8.
Yeah, you've done all the heavy lifting.
You looked home.
Oh, that's brutal.
Oh, Grant from the Gold Coast. Two more questions to go, Grant.
Well, pressure, some you eat it, some get eaten by it, Joel.
Correct, Mundo. Name those two teams in 95.
The Crushers and the Western Reds.
Correct. Okay. Name the jokester on the Vossie show each morning. Who comes on with the joke in the Vossie show each morning?
No, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, stay there, Grant. We go down to Daniel from Glen Haven. This could be one of the scoop jobs of all time. You've got one putt about 3 foot out to claim the prize. In fact, if you listen to the Vossie show, you're basically a tap-in. Daniel from Glen Haven, who tells the daily joke on the Vossie program each morning?
I know he works at the Divics at Rouse Hill. Can you give me in on that?
Yeah. Where he works and what his star sign is not going to get the job done, Daniel. What's his name?
The clue, they call him something.
I got nothing.
The Bookman.
Okay, yeah. Now have a crack. Something the Bookman.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, never mind. Greg from Blacktown. Hey, Greg.
Hello, boys.
You literally have to say a word with one syllable or a name with one syllable and you'll take all the prizes. After all that work that Lincoln did, who the Bookman tells the daily joke on Vossie show? Oh, he's dropped out. Lincoln from Quakers Hill. Lincoln, it's back to you. Can you somehow get out of it? You might get out of it like Fernando Boy. Who tells the daily joke on the Vossie show? It's a letter.
I don't know. What's a letter.
His
whole name is a letter.
His whole name is a letter.
E the Bookman. Daniel from Glen Haven's there. Daniel, his whole name is a letter. Who the Bookman?
L Bookman.
L the Bookman.
No, L not McPherson. L the Bookman.
Are we back to Lincoln?
Yeah.
So Lincoln did all the heavy lifting,
right?
Give Lincoln.
Him a tap in.
Let's give him another.
The same. It starts with the same initial as my first name, Lincoln.
Oh, Nathan Magnus.
Your first name?
Have done that.
Jay the Bookman.
Yes, well done. Well done, Lincoln. Mate, you did all the hard work.
He deserved that.
Fell over that one.
Yeah, you earned it. And you've got the Blunston boots coming out your way as well. So the winner this week goes to our man Lincoln from Quakers Hill. 1300 01 1170. Right on news, Tom. We'll go to the news and back with plenty more.